Maybe two. Maybe it was one.
Why we don't do a vagina making trip, guys? Let's do this.
For what?
We probably make some money off this. Little pocket pussies. We use different material, of course.
No.
Pocket pussy, you get wings. We got ours got to be sorted around food. Wings, burgers, grilled wings and burgers, tacos.
I think tacos would be the main focus.
And Hennessy and stuff like that.
You gonna have some.
We'll have porn playing in the back.
What'd you do this weekend?
I worked. It was busy as shit. I worked yesterday too. I don't know why that rained. Y'all got any salt around here?
Yeah, you can take it.
Heck yeah. Listen, you gonna save dad's life. Where's that?
In our garage.
All right, man. I'm so happy you said that. We got this one ice patch that will not go anywhere. It's so windy out there. Y'all ain't got nowhere else to go to, y'all.
No, maybe go to the gym, but that's it.
Jonathan, do 16 push-ups right here. John, you act like you can't make a gym in this house.
But I need Sarah and Melissa to go to the gym.
No, you don't need us.
What are you talking about?
You don't need us to go to the gym.
We need to.
We're a healthy family, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I get you. But I mean, they all could work out here. You put Melissa on your back. Sarah put you on her back. You know, work out.
And do squats.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Interesting week, fellas. Women and ladies. Where you guys want to start?
Can start with Jesse, of course.
No, you don't want to start with R. Kelly?
We're going to transition to that.
Is it been?
Because they both took a picture on the same wall.
Has it been a good week, a good year for Chicago?
Not so far.
I mean, come on. No. Let's just
yes or no.
Of course not.
Right. Manny Fontaine, you saw he's been indicted.
You thought them Nigerians weren't going to get in trouble with them. They are too. They're going to get in trouble too.
They're going to take that
for $3,500. They're going to have to snitch.
$3,500 was for training sessions for a music video he was going
to
do.
Yeah, he didn't pay them. They can't prove that he paid them to jump them up.
Go ahead. They basically got $3,500, which is not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough, man. That's not enough. You can actually go to jail. Now you got to go to court dates.
Has been cut he's been cut from the final two episodes of Empire, but it doesn't matter because people been cut Empire off.
First of all, I didn't even know Empire was taped in Chicago.
What?
No, I didn't know. I had no idea that Taraji P. Henson would be out here living her best life while the seasons are going.
So what you thought Jesse was doing here when the attack happened?
Why would he be living in Chicago?
Thought he was on like a gay tour or something like that.
Just going out.
Living his best life.
The fact that
why don't they do that? Probably money. He probably go to gay clubs and get bottles and shit.
Yeah. It could be okay. Off season, but it was the polar vortex eve. Going to get Subway. I think that's when everybody knew the story was a little fishy.
Yes. I mean, everybody acting like they could solve it now. I mean, I don't think we didn't know that at the beginning.
No, I said from jump that I believe he got jumped. I just think the details are off.
Only thing that made me question it was like, this doesn't sound like something would happen in this city. It just didn't. Why would they, like, at least we would have had some type of situation to happen like that, you know, for it to be so directly for him. I mean, there's plenty of gay people in the city. Like, so how does this happen to no? There's no gay black man in the city that this would happen to.
No, Jesse was a pioneer. He said it all first.
Yeah, he's a gay Tupac.
I know he was talking all that shit. Why would he say that?
He is a gay Tupac.
I told John.
I was like John. Tupac lied about getting shot 5 times.
He did. And I wonder why nobody said that though.
Told Sarah to tweet it. She was right. She didn't want that smoke. I said, take the charge. I said, it's not like your Twitter is popping anyway.
At least Funkmaster Flex should have said it.
You lied.
Yeah, he should have been. He
dropping
said
the
that.
Bombs.
Yeah.
So
he is a gay Tupac.
Oh, man. How is this playing out? Do y'all think he's getting any time?
Nah, he ain't going to get time.
I wish he did, though.
He going to be on the side of 290 picking up bottles for community service.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he getting time. He already put.
No, because he already did it to himself. It didn't. affect anything.
Well, the mail is why it could be federal, but he also dropped off the whole I have a drug problem.
I know.
I told y'all. I told Sarah this last
Saturday. I thought he was going to go with the mental health issues thing.
But he said he's like, I have a drug problem and it's not being treated. So maybe he's like, oh, I was high on drugs. He's still maintaining his innocence.
I've been high before. I never lied about getting jumped.
Yeah.
You want to tell us the story about
No.
Did you do it on After Hours?
About what?
I think we all told our first.
I thought we all, but I don't know.
No, I think she did. But then they said how much he makes the show is $20,000.
Her $20,000 and they make
$175,000.
He still was on that first contract the same way that Tracee Ellis Ross was on her first contract. And they was like, she ain't getting paid as much as, what's the old dude's name? The dad.
Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, as much as Anthony, but Anthony Anderson had been doing consistent television work because he is in one of those Law and Orders and everything, and plus he was an executive producer on the show. But that was, she was coming up on the end of her contract, her first contract, so she obviously resigned, so she's making big money, and nobody knew who Jesse was. That when that show dropped, you had to be a sitcom connoisseur if you remember the fact that Jesse and Journey and the rest of the Smollett's had a sitcom.
Yeah.
I remember that mess.
Who had a
Jesse and his family, all looked alike except for one brother who was not part of that family.
Yeah. And he was playing the older brother because parents had died. So he was the caretaker.
My whole thing is, why is $20,000 a show?
Not enough.
Not enough.
I understand.
How many episodes are getting this season?
20-something. So he makes close to $500,000. I mean, a quarter million, I should say. I'm an idiot. Half a half. I understand trying to drudge up some press for yourself for contract negotiations, but I wouldn't have went about it this way. I might have been on the front lines when, you know, shootings and everything else happened, like protesting and getting my face out there for a cause. But I wouldn't do this if he was behind this and he thought this was going to be a good idea to get some money. Yeah. I would not. Nah, I would have made a hot song.
Wait, so everyone else on the show makes six figures?
No, I don't. I think the only people who make money is Taraji and Terrence.
I mean, they make money.
If they're on their first contract still.
Yeah, $20,000, nothing to be a...
Nothing. I stopped watching this show like 2 years ago.
God bless you. You are a saint, Sarah.
I only got to the second season.
It didn't get good. It did not.
I think I left like in the middle of the second season. And I can't
believe. He's mad because like his albums ain't selling well and everything like that.
It's going to be popping now. People can't wait to watch just to see what they do. Yeah. How they going to write them off. If they write them off, you know.
He really took Andre's storyline. Andre was the one who had the mental health issues. Seemed like Justin said, I'm going to try that on and see how that's going to work for me. And
What are all of them saying?
They have been pretty quiet since that first. Well, I only remember Lee Daniels, Taraji, and Terrence were the only ones that were vocal. I don't remember the actor who plays Jamal or Hakeem saying anything.
Wow.
So, yeah, thoughts and prayers, man.
Terrence Howard said now that he supports him still. He did make a post. He said he supports him. This was like yesterday.
Wow.
Okay, I guess y'all didn't pay attention.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Nobody cares. Space Jam 2. Let's get into it.
How does it come on here?
I honestly thought you was going to maneuver with R. Kelly was on the first Space Jam soundtrack. Will he be able to do this? So R. Kelly got arrested.
Oh, okay.
I thought you was going to do it. R. Kelly got arrested. He got 10 charges, charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. Turned himself in. Don't have the money for bond. And Sarah actually with a straight face said, how he don't got money to bail himself out?
No, where's all them people that said they were still listening to his music?
Yeah, he got only got come with 10%, so that's
$100,000. Minnie Fontaine just said, yo, $20,000 is a lot. Then he said he only got to come up with $100,000.
Y'all want to start a GoFundMe?
I'm staying away for that. So, at a press conference today, February 22nd, Cook County's attorney Kimberly Fox detailed the charges against R. Kelly. Aggravated criminal sexual abuse is a class 2 with a sentencing ranging of 3 to 7 years per account. Fox said, we anticipate that Mr. Kelly will appear in bond court tomorrow afternoon. According to Kimberly Fox, the first victim whose initials are HW, said she was involved in the incidents with R. Kelly between May 26, 1998 and May 25, 1999. When she was under the age of 17 and Kelly was more than 5 years older than her, a grand jury returned and indicted against an indictment against Kelly on 4 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse of HW. So
I don't understand this. I watched the Law and Order SVU. Isn't there statutes of limitations?
So that's what so I'm with you. That's the reason why there was another separate case with these women in Baltimore with Gloria Allred said that they had sexual encounters with R. Kelly at an after party. This Gloria be trying to just get herself out there.
Gloria.
Because she held up a picture with them and LL Cool J.
Oh my goodness.
But because LL Cool J was at this after party too, so that proved that they were there. And I'm with you, Sarah. I'm like, well, what y'all are old in the statute of limitations. So with this one, I don't know what Chicago's angle, this Cook County angle is. Is it trying to prove child pornography? Like, how do you prove that these were his tapes as well?
Are we going to get an R. Kelly movie? Like, you think?
R. Kelly movie.
Talking about his just his displacement.
No, no one wants to see that.
Yeah, they do.
Would you rather see the Jussie Smollett story or the Robert Kelly story?
Robert Kelly.
You ain't going to get none of his music. It's going to be like the Aaliyah Lifetime movie.
I mean, both of them be trash, but.
I feel like that Surviving R. Kelly documentary just opened up all the floodgates.
It did what it was supposed to do.
I still haven't watched it.
It did what it's supposed to do. Me and Sarah will be here next weekend watching the Michael Jackson one and giving y'all the
thoughts.
Oh
my gosh. Are y'all about to do like podcasts right afterwards?
Hell no.
No, we're not podcasting on that.
It's a 2-night thing. It will be here about a week ago. Make sure you watch it because you have HBO. So
it's on HBO?
Yes.
Yeah. It premiered at Sundance and now it's going to be on HBO.
And the thing about that one is the Michael Jackson estate is trying to sue HBO because when HBO signed up Michael Jackson in 1992 to broadcast that concert, they agreed never to say anything bad about him, I guess forever. So they're like, nah, you're reneging on this. But the...
Was it in a contract?
I guess. I don't know how long that contract... Like, you can never say nothing bad about Michael Jackson
even
forever.
Even after his death? Yeah.
This one is a little strange because the two people who are on it had under oath said Michael didn't do anything. Now they're saying it. So I'm watching it just to comment on it and give you guys my thoughts on it. I don't know what we getting out that information, but I'll make sure.
When does it come out?
March 2nd and 3rd. So next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not next weekend. The week.
No, it's not. This month is over, bro.
Yeah, thank God.
Wait, when is the 27th?
That's Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
There's only 28 days in this month.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't.
I know my mom's birthday is 27, so that's why. Shut up.
Dang.
You know what, Sarah? Get the... No, you don't. Shut up.
You over there like, what? What? There's how many days? When's March again? That's how you acting. Anyways, keep going. What we talk about?
R. Kelly, y'all think this is gonna be it?
I mean, the lawyer talking crazy.
The lawyer was like, "This, we're gonna put him under the jail, and he should have been in jail a long time ago." But
I think that the best way to get R. Kelly would be to actually have him on the stand this time.
But you can't force that, right?
Having him watch the video, be like, "Do you recognize the people in this video? Do you recognize the age?" And I think it's so crazy that they're talking about in this video that the girl actually was saying her age. Like he was asking her,
yeah,
how old are you?
And I thought it was more. So she said, do you like this 14-year-old vagina?
Whatever. She said her age and he was asking, and that's stupid.
That's
man,
disgusting.
This is the dumbest dude ever.
Well, this is also a man who went and got a haircut before he turned himself in. He wanted to make sure he looked good.
Before he took his mugshot?
Yeah. He was trying. Listen, he should have got out of here. There was that rumor that he was trying to get out of the country. I don't know why he didn't make it official. And
he was over in Africa a couple months ago, right?
No, that was an old video.
It was old?
Yes, that was old.
Well, he should have just stayed there. If that's what he wanted, he should have stayed his ass there. Asking girls if they got their shots. Get the fuck out of here, man. What's wrong with people?
All right. Jermaine, did you see the disrespect that they tried to put on the Mr. Ja Rule name?
She man.
There's this video clip going around. Ja Rule was at the Milwaukee Bucks game.
They said this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2000 artist.
But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading up. They're getting to give me time to load up.
Are we ready?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He couldn't get the crowd to cheer for him. And then people said that's not really what happened. At that time, the mics was messed up. He even came out there because it's so bad. The Ja Rule thing is so bad that when the video came out, people didn't even have time enough to roast Ja Rule. They just said, I can't wait for 50 Cent to see this. They just care about that man's reaction to it.
Okay. So what happened? People said it was different. Like you said, people said it was.
Well, he was like, are y'all ready? And the crowd didn't say nothing.
Yeah, it's 99. Yeah. And my first album started.
Came in 1990. I'm a 2000 artist, but my first album came in 90. I said, I don't even know why you're doing all the action. Just go to the song. Nobody's going to go to a Ja Rule concert and say, man, he didn't even speak to us not once. He could have said, what's up, Chicago? No. Just perform your song you got to perform and call it a day.
What song were you going to do, Holla?
No. He was going to do all the 2000 hits. You know good or what he wasn't doing. Holla, holla.
Didn't all his 2000 hits have someone else on it, though?
Yep. Jennifer Lopez, Mary J. Blige,
Ashanti. But I feel like Holla's the
only
one that he should be able to do.
Or he could do, what's the song Jay-Z took from him?
I don't
Can
know.
Can I get a what? Because remember him, and Ja Rule? Yeah. I heard that was actually a Ja Rule song, and he put it on the Hard Knock Life Volume 2 album. It was a good look for Ja Rule, though. It was a good look.
I think that in this industry, you got to stay humble. Because, like, his flame went out so quick.
He was trying to do a fire festival 2.0. He said he can pull it off.
He ain't got no money to pull it off.
He's still in the gym. I see that.
Yeah,
he's still in the gym. I give him credit on that. But, I mean.
That's where it stops. You give him props and that's where it stops.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I wonder why he never tried to do something different. Maybe go into acting.
He did. There's a movie. They might come up on the Bad Black movies on Equal Opposites.
I don't want to. He should just maybe buy some Subways.
Yo, remember he was in Ja Rule Dumbass was in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, he's in the second one, I think, or the first one.
For one of them, and then he asked for more money. And if he would have just chilled out. Now, he was a big artist at the time. But could you imagine if he was still in those movies?
Yeah.
The money he would be making.
They probably would have gave him a spinoff and everything.
Mm-hmm. And there would have been Ja Rule complaining about The Rock and that Tyrese.
What is he doing? How's he still around?
Him and Ashanti still tour a little bit.
Doing what? Like backyard barbecues?
No, club appearances. They're not doing arenas or stadiums. You're disrespecting the rule, man.
What club do you really want to see them in?
Ja Rule should have a Las Vegas residency.
Where? At the strip club?
Y'all going to stop disrespecting the rule.
John,
the RULE.
What would I be without you?
Man, like if you get a Las Vegas residency, that means that you are in like one of the premium hotels.
Been in that package deal that Cardi B is in. Where Cardi B does only like 10, 12 appearances.
You really think that would have worked?
For Ja Rule? Oh, okay.
Ja Rule at Caesar's Palace?
Want to see Mariah Carey, but I'm just saying y'all acting as if Ja Rule couldn't
They probably could have like the circus place, whatever that was.
Circus LA?
Yeah, Circus LA.
Oh, Circus, the casino?
Circus?
Yeah, have them there. That'd be cool.
Because you say near clown?
Yeah, like right by the buffet table. That should be smooth. He'll rap while you eating rolls and shit. That should be smooth as shit.
Yeah,
come on, because there's no other reason why to see him. Right by the wings.
He gonna be performing during the Sunday brunch.
Yep, holla. That'd be nice.
Look at John's face. Mm-hmm.
Y'all acting like Clapback wasn't her code or...
Clapback?
Or New York. I got 100 rounds of 100 clips.
There's like 100 people on that song.
Yeah.
It's not just Ja Rule, that's what I'm telling you.
He just came up with
a song.
It's a song.
Who gonna do Fat Joe's part?
Audience participation. You ever heard of it?
Who made that beat?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a good beat though.
All right, man. Y'all forget it.
You want to be from New York, honestly.
One of many songs that made you was like, damn, New York, y'all got so many anthems. Tiger was almost about to grab the strap all because of Black China and Soulja Boy, man.
That was weird. And then Soulja Boy he tweeted like, I just want to know what the box was like.
I don't trust nothing Soulja Boy say.
But why did Black
So here's a story about the Black China and Soulja Boy. They said allegedly that they were flirting with each other or being flirtatious, what have you, to mess with Tiger, and then it ended up being a relationship that just ended quickly.
Is that for real?
Just what I just said, that's what the word on the street was.
So people are so crazy for fame.
Yeah.
Like, and then first of all, you see.
Yeah, but Blac Chyna came out like 2-3 weeks ago and she was like, neither one of my baby's daddies helped me financially with my kids.
Well, Rob is and with Alexa now. He's in love.
I don't think they're together.
He's in love.
I don't think they're together. I think that was just another way to troll Blac Chyna. But she was like, and also, I get paid to date some of these dudes.
I believe it. Man, if I tell you, what you about to say?
Paid to date them?
Yeah, like they use her for publicity.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I just think it's weird that the
what's the last dude that she was dating and he had all these charges against him and then they broke up real quick?
Was he
NBA? He had pink. No, he had pink hair. He was Hispanic. Yeah, they went on vacation in Mexico.
Oh,
and then like,
yeah, and they got in a fight in Hawaii. You know,
yeah, someplace.
I don't know. Oh no, Kid Boo.
Yeah. Now, did you know who Kid Boo was before
this? No, but I know who Kid Boo is, and I said you shouldn't date nobody who called himself Kid Boo. He was the worst of the Boos.
What? Well, this is the one she made the sex tape with?
Well, Kid is from Dragon Ball. No, that was the other dude. That's Lamb, Ferrari, or whatever his name was.
Dang, this is crazy. I didn't know all this has been happening. Man, and then she said they don't provide for her kids. How much? Tiger's not on child support?
Maybe she don't put them on child support. I don't know the ins and outs.
But that's weird.
But why would you even want to troll Tyga?
But why would
ain't
you
nobody
say
thinking about
provided
him.
For your kids and you don't put them on child support?
Yeah, just put them. Yeah,
and then Soulja Boy, why would anybody mess with him? I feel sorry for what's called daughter. Riley?
Quote unquote daughter.
Oh, yeah. What? It's not his.
No.
Oh, like he
dated her mom or something.
Okay, and he just took her. Yeah, I feel sorry for her.
For Nia Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch a Marriage Boot Camp and that man puts her through a lot.
Uh-huh.
John watched trash reality shows.
You watch that though, for real?
Yes.
Is it good?
No, only reason I watched it this year because it had all the Love and Hip Hop alumni on there. And we were doing Miami, and Miami doesn't get a news and rumor section. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'll watch. It's only 10 episodes. There's no reunion. And it's been pretty good as far as like trash reality TV's
who
been.
Who Love and Hip Hop was on there?
Jessica Dime and Sean, Lil Mo and Carl, Soulja Boy and Nia.
Lil Mo, what happened to her this season?
Carl just cheats. Tammy and Waka, and then Lil Fizz and Tiffany.
So how's she dealing with it? I think I want to get into the episode. Like how is she dealing with him cheating?
She says she can't leave him because he'll go crazy. So she has to be there for him. So,
dang, another one for the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Manny Fontaine, where were you at when you found out Chesson Thompson cheated again?
Listen, I love those jokes about Black History Month. Oh, those are hilarious. That was hilarious. You know what what was I at? Oh, I was Twitter. Twitter tells you everything, man. Twitter is the place where you find everything. You find the information out. I didn't know who the girl was, Jordan Wood.
She's Kylie's friend.
Yeah.
Kylie paid for her body. I found out her dad recently died of cancer. She messed up her bag.
Oh my God, John found out everything. So
she's 21 years old. She has a fashion line. I think she works closely with Khloe. All the Kardashians have unfollowed.
Kylie even had a makeup on her lip thing named after her.
Wow.
So why would you mess it up? Like, that's the one guy you can't mess with.
I think people are, we're sexually stupid.
I think it's...
Yeah, but she's hanging out with the Kardashians. She has access to a lot of other dudes.
But I guess she figured she could make her own spinoff, you
but
know?
If she got...
Make your own money.
If you get pregnant. If you're gonna cheat,
no, the
pregnant.
Scandal alone will give her a little bit of energy.
Mm-hmm. Who you think coming out ahead of this? Both their scandals.
Well, she was a pet of the family anyway. It's not like, I mean, she was.
But
it's
so was like Kim. Kim was Paris Hilton's pet.
Yeah, look at that spinoff. She started having sex with people, make videos.
Okay, so then Jordan Wood should release the sex tape with her and Tristan?
She probably should.
Manny Fontaine want to see people? It?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think Tristan Thompson's a clown. I mean, truthfully.
He's too tall to cheat.
There's a height limit on cheating?
Well, first of all, he's like 27, right? Ain't he like super young?
Yeah, he's young, 27, about 50 million. No, because you just, when you walk into a room, everybody know who the fuck this tall motherfucker? Even if you don't even, who you play for? You just out there. You can't cheat the way you want to cheat. But I think it's all a scam. the new season coming up, I asked an equal opposite I ask here. Do you guys know anybody who watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians? They're on season 16. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know anybody who watches it.
It's been going that long?
Yes. And I don't know what the great
episode. The show literally came out after like Kim's scandal.
What's the great episode of it? You know
I watched like one or two seasons of it. Yeah.
So you saw the episode with Maul with the toast?
No, I didn't see the episode with Maul in there. I've seen a couple episodes. It was hypnotizing just to watch because it was just the stupidity of it.
It's very boring. Yeah. It's very slow. They sit there and they all talk. And
watching Kim talk is just fucking hilarious to me. I just think it's like hilarious. But because me and you talked about it a couple of times, but I don't know who watched it. Who watches it now? I couldn't imagine.
I don't know. I still feel the same way. Like when girls are like, oh yeah, the Kardashians and Kylie and all this other stuff. And I'm like, man, y'all see that Beyonce concert at Coachella? They'd be like, fuck Beyonce. She ain't shit. And I'm like, y'all watch some bird brain chicks and want to be like them. But y'all ain't going to watch someone with real talent. Like, I don't get this.
Man.
You know what I say? You know what my motto is for 2019 with all the clout chasers? Stop making stupid people famous.
Who have you made famous that was stupid?
Nobody.
You?
I ignore it.
I thought she was going to go there.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess this could be for that season, but is it that popular still? Like, is the ratings going out the roof?
Didn't want to let them go.
Well, every time they have a scandal, they always seem to highlight it. Like, they highlighted when Kim got robbed in Paris. They highlighted the cheating thing.
The marriage.
And when Khloe gave birth.
I mean, the marriage wasn't a scandal, but when Kanye proposed.
Kanye proposed. Kim had the wedding special when she got married to Humphries. And
I used to think Khloe was the coolest one of all of them, too.
She is the coolest one, but she's so desperate.
Nah, man. When she got that fake booty, that was weird. I didn't know. Yeah, like, this is crazy. Because in Keeping Up with Kardashian, in the beginning, she seemed super real. Like, you know, just chill. Like, yo, I don't feed into that stuff. She was kind of chunky.
Remember her show?
Oh, that talk show?
No, the one where she was helping people revenge lose weight or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, revenge body.
Yeah. But you didn't know, like, she had these weight issues. She made it seem like, you know, I'm comfortable who I am.
No, then, she never did that. She never did that. When they did an interview with Oprah or Barbara Walters, and, like, the family had made, like, $60 million one year as a family. And then she said, you know, she was talking about how everyone is categorized. Like, Kim is the pretty one. Courtney is the whatever, the oldest. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm the funny one. But I never get called pretty. And also, I stand out because I'm bigger than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't be paying attention.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't watch every
Jermaine
episode.
Jermaine be soft and go to sleep after when you see Khloe. That's it.
No, first of all, I didn't think Khloe. I'm just saying, I thought she was more... Well, at least I thought she was more confident.
And I heard that Travis Scott's concert in Chicago the other night was trash. He connected to Kylie, I'm just saying. Oh, okay. I throw that in there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people say that if you're going to hang out with one, you will hang out with Khloe because she was the queen of the clapback. She's funny. She seemed to have more personality than the other two, or now the other four. I have no idea how Kylie and Kendall are personality-wise either because...
I mean, it's weird because when you saw them, they were like very little. So like now they're like, to me, they're still kids. But like, they were like little as in they had to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Like, that's how little they were. Like,
I don't care to watch them because I can't relate to Beyonce either, but I can't relate to them.
But you watched the challenge.
Yeah, but I can relate to people having to work for money. That's basically what the challenge is.
They're good looking young people in great shape working for money. You relate?
They're not all young. Giant Bananas got to be up there.
Yeah, we know he old as hell.
He got to be up there.
They're not all good looking.
And yeah, they're not all good looking.
Okay, they're not universally. Well, I'm talking about body wise.
Universal standards.
They're in great shape.
Yeah, and they bring drama. But at the same time, I'm watching a show where people are working for money. I'm not watching a show with a bunch of spoiled people who are famous.
Spoiled brats.
Yeah, you know, who are famous off of their name. They got a brother that just locks himself in the house, but is still richer than me. And he's the one with no job. Like, it don't make sense.
They all have eating issues.
And if you guys think that these chicks are going to the gym and working on their body and all this other stuff and that ass ain't paid for, you delusional. Like, you really delusional.
I don't believe that at all.
You can't have a show called Revenge Body when you paid for your body. We never seen you in the fucking gym. We never seen you lift the weight.
And she,
well, a lot of them get the bodies that they're trying to take the gym selfie. And like, oh, I've been in here working out. You disappear for like 3 or 4 months and then come back with the gym selfie. Talking about you got to get your body right.
I wouldn't even take a gym selfie. I'd be like, fuck what y'all think. I'm worth $60 million.
You got to own it.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. You do it. For real. I mean, after a while, but that's in all, states, man. You got to own your body. No matter what it looked like, you know, just if you want to get
you got to own your body. I think you have to own your body if you're happy with it. That is, I don't want to tell nobody to own their body. Like, I'm really skinny.
But if you want to get to a place where you want to get, you have to own wherever you're at. And then move
acknowledge
forward.
Acknowledge it and move forward, yeah.
Yeah, like, or if you, yeah, whatever. But you got to acknowledge it. You can't just be like.
You got to admit that you, yeah, if you have a problem with it, then go take care of it and. But that's dangerous because once you start doing that, you get hooked on it. Like
you don't get hooked on it. It becomes maintenance.
I think we just need to get out of the body issues and get more onto like, what's your stamina, your strength? Like, you know, because we're so focused on how our body looks, but you need to be focused on what can you achieve? What can you do? How long can you
work? I think a lot of it is your body's tied to your confidence. that you can't, that's a hard disconnect. When you especially how the way our clothes are, when you like that doesn't come in my size, or that doesn't look good on my body.
But I think that's for everybody though. Whatever clothes you wear,
I say everybody, yeah,
yeah. So like, but like people don't realize that this clothes you wear, you like this don't look good on me. I can't wear this, and you're in pretty good shape. You're in great shape.
But no, it's just clothes. I'm trying to explain it.
Just doesn't compliment your body right.
I'm trying to relate because there's certain things I don't like. Like, I don't like to wear shirts without a collar unless I have a jacket over it or a hoodie. But that doesn't mean it doesn't look. I can't tell you the last time I put on something or I saw something and I'm like, I would not look good in that. Like, I don't
know. But I think that happens with everybody, though. I think, like, there's something you're like, you could have said this.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, but like, I was trying to think of something. I was trying to think of something that I actually like. Because most of the time when I have that thought, it's just like, I wouldn't rock that because I don't like it. Not because it wouldn't look good on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out, like, when's the last time that's happened? But it's been a while. We have anything else? Y'all got anyone to talk about anything else? Oscars tonight? By the time they hear this, it'll be happening. Y'all think Black Panther going to win? Kendrick and SZA's not going to perform in All the Stars.
Black Panther probably will win.
It wasn't something. I don't think it's gonna win Best Picture.
Maybe Best Costume or something.
You guys want to talk about Robert Kraft?
Oh, well, yeah, that was music related. It was music related.
Why? Because he helped Meek Mill.
You know what? Every time somebody start helping Black people, something comes for their ass, don't it?
I don't understand. Wasn't that like his second time going to this little
Jupiter, Florida? He got a little rub and tug, and the reason why it's bigger than what it is because obviously prostitution is illegal, but it was part of a sex trafficking ring that FBI or the police were doing that his name came up in. That's serious.
Has he made a statement yet?
Nah.
Well, you got that type of money.
It was all right. Here's the thing. I have no objections to people paying for sex. The way my head is, if you want to pay for it, what do I look like talking about something, man, you paying for pussy, blah, blah. The way my head is, I couldn't do it because I'd just be like, she doesn't even like me. She's only doing it because I paid her. And like, I
love you. You could pay me for sex.
How much there? Go ahead. Throw it out there.
$100 a week.
Oh, shit. Yo, what's that wedding date? That's the next time we go have sex here. I drop the 100 on the counter. I'm not saying you're not worth it, but my pockets ain't got it. That's not the frequency.
If you gave me $100 a week, I could pay a bill, have my hair and nails done.
You can just ask for $100 a week. Why has it got to be tied to sex?
I'm just making a point here. No. You talk about, I'm paying for this and she doesn't even like me. Well, now you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Never mind. Sarah might be doing some extra acting with the 100 now. And then I'm like, oh, she didn't used to do that before. I dropped the cash. Sarah doing all new moves. Talking about some. Well, you know, that 100 is just the base level. You can start tipping on top of that.
Now we talking.
You see?
We talk about this after the show.
Okay. But so they have no objections on that part. So when he did it, it just,
I have an objection for people paying for vagina.
What's your objections?
I just think it's weird. But I mean, I guess, but I only do that on the basis of myself. You know, I just don't think.
See, I think you're like, you're like me, because you just, you're like, you, but I told Sarah,
I think it's weird when you think you could buy something.
But yeah,
we turn women into objects. And I'm not saying women don't pay for men for sex too, but it's mostly on the standard of men buying women for sex. You know,
and I think I told Sarah, I said the reason that it works for certain men is because they get off on knowing you're doing this nasty thing with me because I paid for your ass to do this nasty thing. I own you for this 20 to 30 minutes or however many. Yeah. What was it on Craigslist? Roses and kisses? Like for a 50? Oh, no. Okay, all right. I'm the only one who went back there to those personals to look that up. Man,
everybody just looked at me. I never got on Craigslist. Yeah,
they was like, they just said, we'll charge you 100 roses or 100 hugs or 100 kisses because you couldn't solicitate prostitution.
Oh, yeah.
So they were trying to be slick with it. But all right, y'all were good at cut two shoes. And it's cool. Robert Kraft, keep your head up. You just won a Super Bowl. Here's the problem, too. When you got that much money,
he's a billionaire.
When you got that much money, just go to the places where it's legal. I'm not flying her. Jupiter,
maybe
Florida?
He had a favorite girl there.
Fly her out then.
And I'm pretty sure he didn't know that it was part of a sex trafficking thing, because this types of parlor shit happens all the time.
But that's shit happens every
day. That's his kink, though, to pay for it, though. Like, that's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Obviously his kink.
There's countries where you can go pay for it. What was that? Remember that real sex or one of those?
Yo, Amsterdam. I would not go to a foreign country and pay for sex, because sometimes those kids be underage.
No, I'm talking about, it was either
the red light district.
Yeah, with the women standing in the window and you pick out one. He could have took his ass to the bunny ranch. Is this still running even though dude died?
Well, in Vegas, it's legal, period, outside of the city limits.
Yeah, so I mean, listen, he could have.
He doesn't need to pay prostitutes, though. That's the whole thing.
I know he doesn't need to, right? Because he's rich, wealthy beyond our wildest dreams, so he can get women his age and he get women younger just who want to fuck him because he got money. But baby, this is part of his kink, that he needs her to give him one of the best blowjobs $50 can buy.
Look, I haven't gotten my taxes back and I just paid a whole bunch of bills. If Robert Kraft came up to me and I'm not a prostitute.
Anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed this. You wilding today for no reason. Talking about someone, hey, if you... You wildin'.
I know he a billionaire.
I don't care.
Dang, John, she'll swap you out.
I'm not swapping John out.
Nah. You gonna take him with you?
I'm not taking John anywhere. Duh, I'm just making a quick.
If you think I was listen, hold on. If you think I was trying to boycott the NFL before this, man, NFL never.
Justin, she said she gonna come back.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
wedding paid for.
That's why I was trying to wrap it up, but you tried to go further. That's the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Manny Fontaine at Manny Fontaine. That's the podcast. I'm going to be talking about Sarah. No,
What's Robert Kraft's Twitter? I got to tweet him via New England Patriots.
At Pay for Play.
There we go.
Until next time. Peace.
Peace.